July 3rd from Pioneer Park. And not from Pioneer Park. Let's try it again. Happy July 3rd from Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Howie Boxley here with you calling Greenville Flyboys baseball. As you can see, we had a bit of a water delay early on here as we start week five of the Appalachian League season. As a powerful storm moved through the Elizabethton area and dumped a lot of rain on the baseball field. The field luckily was tarped. They got that tarp off and the grounds crew worked hard to do the best that they could to get this field ready for play tonight. As the Elizabethton River Riders and the Greenville Flyboys start a home-and-home series here on July 3rd. The Flyboys will get the July 4th game tomorrow. Dennis Cook and Jeremy Owens are meeting at home plate right now and exchanging lineup cards. The Flyboys come in at 12-12. They ride a two-game winning streak after sweeping the Princeton Whistlepigs in Princeton, West Virginia. And they are five games back at the Johnson City Doughboys. They gained one game on them in week four, had their first winning week of the season. The Doughboys are 16-6. And at first place in the Western Division standings, the Elizabethton River Riders also at 500. They played two less games. They're at 11-11. They are five games back. They are 8-4 at home. And they are 4-0 against the Greenville Flyboys. These two teams will play four more times this season. So the Flyboys still looking for their first win against the Elizabethton River Riders tonight. And this is how Dennis Cook and the Flyboys will line up to try to get the win on the road. Johnny Pilla will lead off and play first base. Tyler Cerny, the shortstop, will bat second. Gavin Boyle, the designated hitter, will bat third. Wallace Clark will clean up and bat and play third base. Nick Barone gets his first start in a long time. He will be out in right field batting fifth. Austin Bodie will bat sixth and play left field. Saborn Campbell will be out in center field batting seventh. Solon Munson, the catcher, batting eighth. Tristan Ellis in the nine hole. He will play second base. And Cameron O'Bannon will get his second start of the season for the Greenville Flyboys. For the home team, the Elizabethton River Riders, they are led by Jeremy Owens, and they will send out Trey Fenderson to lead off and play second base. Hayden Moore, the switch-hitting left fielder, will bat second. Austin Jazlove will play third and bat third. Brendan Jones will clean up and be the designated hitter. Skyler King will be out in center field. He will bat fifth in this game. Dylan Knowles, the shortstop, batting sixth. DJ Dillahay, the first baseman, bats seventh. Keaton Cottom, the catcher, batting eighth. Matty Wright out in right field batting ninth. And Baker Cox will get the ball for the River Riders. Those are your two starting lineups for the Flyboys and the River Riders. And it is just about time for the national anthem on July 3rd from Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark.
And the best man, Connor Silverhouse.
just about ready to play baseball from Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Allie Boxing here with you. About a 30-minute rain delay or so, as this game will start just a little bit past scheduled time. Baker Cox has completed his warm-up tosses very quickly. He's a 5'10", 185-pound left-hand hurler from Columbia, South Carolina. He's 21 years old and attends Spartanburg Methodist, and he will be pitching in this game for the River Riders. Johnny Pilla leads off this game for the Greenville Flyboys. Pilla batting 250 with 14 runs and 9 knocked in, left on left, and the first pitch of the game is down and away for ball one. 7:31 the start time, so 31 minutes past schedule as a heavy storm moved through Elizabethton as we pulled in on the bus. 1-0 pitch to Pilla, and he can't stop himself. It's now a ball and a strike. So the field here took a good drenching. Luckily, the River Riders team was able to cover the infield just before the storm arrived. 1-1 pitch to Pilla, and that one's outside. 2 balls and a strike. So there are still some wet spots here, most notably down the left field line, where there is warning track before you get to the chalk and the fence. 2-1 pitch to Pilla, and that one's taken for a called strike over the outside corner. Chris Fackler rings him up. Carter Silverthorne is the field umpire in this game. Post-game fireworks, the River Riders in their firework jerseys, navy blue with white pants and a navy blue cap. 2-2 pitch to Pilla, and that one's taken low. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So there's a puddle down the left field line. It's 339 down the left field line with about a 25-foot fence down there with green paneling. And I would say that puddle is about 240 feet away from home plate or so. And then there's no foul territory down really either line. The left field line has more foul territory after the dugout when the fence juts out. But there's only about 5 feet of it. Down the right field line, there's only about 2 feet. 3-2 pitch to Pilla, and he spoils this one. So the confines here at Elizabethton are rather odd. It's 339 down the left field line, 322 down the right field line, 350 to right center, 395 to the right of the batter's eye, 399 to the left of the batter's eye, and about 400 or 405 to straightaway center. The wall does a lot of different things around Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. Another 3-2 pitch to Pilla, and that one is over the outside corner for strike three. So Johnny Pilla strikes out looking to start this game. One down. The wall is tallest in left field, probably 25 feet tall or maybe even a little bit higher. Gets a little bit lower as you travel around from left center to right center, but still standing at almost 20 feet tall. Tyler Cerny, the batter now, he's riding a 6-game hitting streak and swings and misses. Good fastball that time from Baker Cox. Left on right this time. Cerny sports red batting gloves and a red front shin guard, red arm sleeve as well on his right arm. 0-1 pitch to him, and that one's taken high, 1-1. Then once you get to right center and all the way out to the foul pole in right, you have the bullpen that they've just implemented, and they've put the bullpen in between the outfield wall and the outfield. 1-1 pitch to Cerny, and this one is popped up. That one is back over my head and out of play. So instead of it being 322 down the right field line and 350 to right center, it's even shorter. And that bullpen wall is only about 4 feet tall. So you end up with a short ride to right field as opposed to having a clear about a 15-foot wall. 1-2 pitch to Cerny, swing and a miss. Baker Cox blew that fastball right by Tyler Cerny. Back-to-back strikeouts start the game. Nobody on and two out now for Gavin Boyle. Baker Cox making his fifth start of the season. A 7.90 ERA, 13 and two-thirds innings pitched, 12 hits, 13 runs, 12 earned. He's given up a homer. He's walked 7 and he struck out 15, now 17 men with the 2 strikeouts to start this game. Gavin Boyle riding a 4-game hitting streak and his average is up to 300, 12 for 40. First pitch to Boyle, left on left, and that pitch is outside. River Riders fan out in their patriotic uniforms. Navy blue tops, white pants, white lettering and numerals outlined in red. The red, white, and blue. River Riders across the chest. Navy blue caps with the blue bills and the yellow E on the front as Boyle sends this one high in the air to right field. Should be playable for Matty Wright, who's over. And he makes the catch in fair territory, as there's no foul territory down that line virtually, to retire the side. So a 1-2-3 inning, only one ball put in play by Greenville to start it. We're off and running. No score between the Flyboys and the River Riders as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first inning on July 3rd from Northeast Tennessee. Flyboys set down in order to start this game, and now the River Riders will get the first turn at the plate. They will square off with big 6'2", 185-pound right-hander Cameron O'Bannon, Big Tex. A 9.45 ERA so far for O'Bannon. He's made four appearances in one start. 6 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 8 runs, 7 of them earned. 9 walks and 7 strikeouts for O'Bannon, who is 0-1. His lone start of the season came back on June 10th when he started game 2 of a doubleheader. That was a late game, the latest game of the year, thanks to the doubleheader. First pitch was just before 9 o'clock, and O'Bannon wasn't able to make it out of the second inning. He allowed 6 runs and walked 6. So looking for better luck here against the River Riders. Right on right here is Trey Fenderson. Sends one deep in the air out to left center field. Campbell retreating, and that ball is high off the fence out in left center. Fenderson is going around second. He's going to try to make it to third, but now he's going to throw on the brakes and hold at second. It's a ringing double for Trey Fenderson, and he stands at second base to start the bottom of the first. Uniforms are similar for these teams tonight. Flyboys fan out in their navy blue tops, red pants, red lettering and numerals outlined in white, as opposed to the River Riders, who have white lettering and numerals outlined in red. It's Greenville across the chest for the Flyboys, and they have red caps for the red bills, whereas the River Riders have navy blue caps. Hayden Moore, the batter now, switch hitter batting from the left side, bangs the first pitch into right field. That's through a couple of Flyboys defenders, and that's going to score the game's first run. So again, the Flyboys not having very much luck against the River Riders. They come in looking for their first win of the season against them, but quickly trail 1-0. That was a bouncing ball in between Johnny Pella, the first baseman, and Tristan Ellis, the second baseman. And we'll go hit an RBI for now, as Austin Jaslove, the three-hole hitter, third baseman for the River Riders. Right on right, runner goes, good jump, swing and a miss, throw down to second, no chance. Stolen base for Hayden Moore, who went on first move of O'Bannon. 5 swipes for Hayden now in 6 attempts. And another runner in scoring position.
Jaslove now has a runner at second, nobody down. That was officially scored a single, so give Hayden Moore his ninth RBI of the season, and Trey Fenderson scores for the 12th time. Austin Jazz Love, one of the newest additions to the River Riders team. Now time is going to be called. Jazz Love attends Tennessee and played deep into college baseball season. That one's in on his hands, and he pops it up foul off to the right. Jazz Love at Tennessee this past season, played in 24 games and batted 189. So far for the River Riders, he's 6-for-17, 353. The average for Jazz Love, who's behind O'Bannon, no balls and two strikes. Cameron kicks and fires, runner heads for third, and the pitch is banged to the right side. That's going to be fielded by Pilla. Now the runner's going to try to come home. Pilla steps on first, throw to the plate, not in time. Hayden Moore just manufactured his own run right there. Came around all the way from second to score on a bouncing ball to the right side. Austin Jazlove's going to say thank you very much as he's going to get the RBI on that. And now it's 2-0 River Riders. Wow. So Jazlove gets an RBI, bases empty, one out. And the batter is Brendan Jones, who takes down and in. 180 pounds out of Kansas State University. Don't see that too often, but Moore scores on a ground out to first from second base as Jones fouls this one away. And now it's 1-1. Flyboys in their navy blue tops fan out in this defensive formation. Austin Bodie, Saborn Campbell, Nick Barone from left to right. Wallace Clark, Tyler Cerny, Tristan Ellis, Johnny Pilla from third to first. Solon Munson does the catching and receives that one after Jones swings and misses for strike two. 2-0 River Riders, bottom of the first. Nobody on, one out. 1-2 pitch to Brendan Jones. And he takes that one just down and away. O'Bannon sports a fastball in the upper 80s to low 90s, curveball, changeup, slider. Four-pitch pitcher and the 2-2 to Jones, and might have broke his bat there. He's checking it out. He did not. That was sort of off the inside of his bat and had the sound like it might have broke his black bat. But he still holds it over his left shoulder and awaits another 2-2. Big swing and a miss. Brendan Jones chased one up and out of the zone. First strikeout in this game for O'Bannon. Second out here in the first inning. Game time temperature. Thankfully, we got some reprieve from the heat thanks to the shower that moved through. So mid-70s, not much more chance of rain. There's a little bit of sun poking through the clouds as the sun sets off behind the ballpark. And Skyler King, the left-hander, takes outside for ball one. The Watauga River runs up the left side of this field. 1-0 pitch to King. It's taken low, 2-0. King leads the team in runs scored with 18 of them. He's knocked in five men, and he's batting 283. Has a gray bat in his hands. Yellow batting gloves. Awaits a 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Something that was off speed that time from O'Bannon, and King was fooled. So right now, most of the field in the shade as the sun is setting off behind the ballpark. 2-1 pitch to King, and that one bounces up there. Three balls and a strike. Cameron O'Bannon looked really good in his last outing. He picked up a save. That was on the 29th of June. That was on Thursday when he picked up the save in a one-run game, and he struck out two men. 3-1 pitch to King, and that one misses outside. Ball four. King is a threat to steal. He is tied for second in the league with 12 stolen bases. We've already seen Hayden Moore steal a base in this inning, and then Moore took off toward third and ultimately scored on a ground ball to first. So So running has already been a factor in this frame. River Riders have two in. In the bottom of the first, two outs. King is on first, and Dylan Knowles is the batter. Switch hitter batting left against the righty, and a pickoff attempt this time. Pretty close. Slap tag applied by Pilla. But King back in with a head-first dive. Nice breeze coming through the ballpark at the moment. And now O'Bannon, another pickoff, and he throws this one away. King's going to head for second. He's going to head for third now. And the throw to third is going to be in time. Nice throw down there in right field. I think that was Nick Barone that picked up the assist on that. So it's an E1, but then Skylar King's thrown out at third to end the inning. But the River Riders pick up two runs here in the first on a couple of hits, one error, no men left on base. To the second, 2-0 River Riders.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. Second-year River Rider Baker Cox has been staked to a 2-0 lead as this game goes into the second inning. Baker Cox worked a perfect 1-2-3 first inning and picked up a couple of strikeouts. His defense is back out there in their patriotic uniforms with the American flags on the back. And they line up like this. Hayden Moore, Skylar King, Matty Wright from left to right in the outfield. Austin Jazlove, Dylan Knowles, Trey Fenderson, DJ Dillahay from third to first. Keaton Cottom does the catching for Baker Cox, who will battle with Wallace Clark. Switch hitting, batting right against the lefty, and gets a start in the cleanup role, does Wallace Clark, with Joel Dragoo getting an off day. So we'll see how Clark can do from the right side. Limited chances so far this summer from here. 1-0 pitch to him. Tried to turn on it, but was late on the fastball, and now it's 1-1. Baker Cox in 2022 for the River Riders had 13 appearances. He brings a 1-1 to Clark. And that one's taken just a bit down and away. Two balls and a strike. 3-1 record for Cox in 2022 with a 6.45 ERA over just over 22 innings pitched. 15 walks, 34 strikeouts in 2022. And delivers one over the inside corner to Clark. It's now 2-2. Flyboys have struggled against the River Riders so far this year. They're 0-4 against them. They've now been outscored 8-28. 2-2 pitch to Clark, and this one has popped up back over the press box and out of play. Sitting elevated about 50 feet or so, maybe not that high, maybe 30 feet or so above the field of play. And we're stationed just off to the right. So the press box works its way up the first base line. So a bit of a different view here from Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. 2-2 pitch to Clark. And that one's taken high. Three balls and two strikes. Sun is poking through again. And adding some sunshine into the outfield here in Elizabethton. Payoff pitch to Clark. And he breaks his bat and sends a slow roller out to third. Jazlove charges, gloves it, and throws out Clark. Good play by Austin Jazlove as Baker Cox shattered Clark's bat. Four up, four down for Cox. One down here in the second inning. Poured down rain earlier, led to a 31-minute rain delay, but the only trouble spots really down the left field line, about halfway from the infield to the wall down there. There's a big puddle, and then here in foul territory on the first base side, there's a slip and slide waiting to happen. But other than that, field looks pretty good. Batter is Nick Barone. And Barone takes strike one. First start for Nick Barone since June 21st, as Barone was dealing with a thumb issue. Flyboys are glad to have him back because his numbers are great. A one pitch to him, big swing and a miss, 0-2. Barone batting 340 with 15 runs and 16 knocked in despite all that time off. Five doubles, two triples, and a homer for Nick Barone, who picked up an assist to end the first inning. Threw out Skyler King. 0-2 pitch to him. And that one's just a little bit high. Bounces out of the glove of Keaton Cottom, who's doing the catching. That's happened a couple times now. Not sure what's going on with Keaton. See if Barone's timing is up to snuff. It's got to be tough when you take that much time off to come right back in and have your timing against somebody like Cox, who's throwing around 90 miles an hour. 1-2 pitch to Barone. Fastball, swing and a miss. Barone was late there. Third strikeout for Baker Cox, and two down here in the second. Austin Bodie will be the batter now. Bodie hit a grand slam in the game yesterday against Princeton in a 9-7 win for Greenville. It's his first home run of the summer. Bats left against the lefty, and Bodie fouls this one away off toward the Watauga River in Riverside Park, where the kids are playing. Pretty good crowd here for the River Riders on July 3rd. They'll have fireworks after the game. A one pitch to Bodie. And that one's up and away, a ball and a strike. Stadium lights just came on a moment ago. There's eight of them here. Four in the outfield and two down either side. They'll start to illuminate the field as the sun continues to set. 1-1 pitch to Bodie. Big swing and a miss. Baker Cox fastball is just sneaking by guys early on. Flyboys batters just a little bit late on it. He's hiding the ball well and doing something to fool the hitters here. 1-2 pitch to Bodie. Struck him out. Outside corner, strike three called. Four strikeouts for Baker Cox through two innings. And his team maintains a 2-0 lead as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project. Bottom of the second inning here from Elizabethton. River Riders lead the Flyboys 2-0. Cameron O'Bannon back on the mound for Greenville, and he will face off with 6-7-8 here in the River Riders lineup on July 3rd. This is the seventh game in a row for the Greenville Flyboys. This is the only time this year that all the teams across the league will be asked to play eight straight games. A few of them in the midst of nine straight with a doubleheader. The River Riders Got awarded an extra off day when they were rained out against the Stateliners on Saturday, so they are not having to play eight games in a row. Take a league-wide off day on Wednesday after these two teams meet tomorrow night from Pioneer Park for the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza. Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. Dylan Knowles, the batter, and he takes outside. He was standing in the batter's box when a pickoff attempt went awry for Cameron O'Ban, and he threw it down the right field line. Skyler King took second, then tried to take third, and he was gunned down promptly by Nick Barone, the right fielder, to end the inning. 1-0 pitch to Knowles, and that one bounces up there 2-0. O'Bannon from the windup, the 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3-0. So league-wide off day on Wednesday, and then the Flyboys will welcome the Burlington Sock Puppets to town on Thursday and Friday. First look at Burlington. The leaders in the East for Greenville, 3-0 pitch to Knowles, and that one catches the corner. Three balls and a strike. Only two teams in the league that Flyboys have not played yet are the Burlington Sock Puppets, first place in the East, and the Pulaski River Turtles, last place in the East. River Turtles are really struggling. They are 4-16. They are 9, make it 1-9 in their last 10 games, and 9.5 back heading into the second half of the season. Start a week 5 here, 4 more weeks of Appalachian League baseball to go this summer. 3-1 pitch to Knowles, and this one is grounded foul up the first base side. Nice play over there by Chris Cassius, the River Riders' first base coach. O'Bannon's gone from 3-0 to now 3-2 on the switch-hitting Knowles, batting left against the righty, and awaits a payoff, and he takes that one outside. So another leadoff base runner in this game for the River Riders. Dylan Knowles has one stolen base, and he will be at first to start the bottom of the second. DJ Dillahay, the batter now. Dillahay leads the team in doubles with 6 of them. He's batting .230. Most at-bats on the team with 74. Also leads the team in strikeouts, though, tied with Hayden Moore with 22 strikeouts on the year. Bats from the right side. First pitch from O'Bannon. And this one is popped up, back and out of play. Blue batting gloves for Dillahay that match the traditional blue jerseys for Elizabethton, but tonight they're sporting the navy blue tops that match the American flag. And a pickoff to first. This one was on the money to Pilla, but Knowles was back in safely. Some stripes are running up the sides of the River Riders jerseys. Kind of a pseudo-American flag. 0-1 pitch to Dillahay, and instead another throw to first. Slap tag applied by Pilla, but again, Knowles back in easily. 2-0 here in the bottom of inning number 2. Run first, nobody away. O'Bannon comes set. Here's the 0-1. 0-1 pitch to Dillahay, and that one gets past Solon Munson, and we'll get all the way to the backstop, allowing Dylan Knowles to reach second base. Scored a wild pitch on O'Bannon. So another runner in scoring position here. One 1-1 pitch to Dillahay. That one's fouled right back off the netting. It's now 1-2. It's almost like you're climbing up in a treehouse to get in the press box here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. And after all the rain, you got to be really careful. Stairs are made of woods, and the stairs are made of wood, and they are slick. 1-2 pitch to Dillahay, and this one's grounded right back to O'Bannon. He spears it, and now he runs right at the runner, Dylan Knowles, who's stuck in a rundown. Wallace Clark with a baseball now, and he applies the tag to Dylan Knowles. All DJ Dillahay can do is make it to first base. So that's going to go 1-6-5 on the putout of Dylan Knowles. Great job by Cameron O'Bannon to be aware that that ball was hit hard. Knowles was caught in no man's land. And he was tagged out after a brief rundown for out number one. So runner on first, one out for Keaton Cottom, the catcher. Another pickoff, and this one gets by and down the right field line. DJ Dillahay on its way to second. He will cruise in there. That's another error on Cameron O'Bannon on a pickoff. And now another man in scoring position. Flyboys have been racking up the errors recently. That's error number 49 on Greenville. They committed four errors in yesterday's game against Princeton. And the game before, they had a couple. The game before that, they had a season-high seven errors. So not good for Greenville. Now 15 errors and counting in their last four games. Keaton Cottom still awaiting the first pitch of the sequence. Here it comes, and that one almost hit him. Way inside, Munson caught it behind Cottom. So you got to be careful coming up the stairs here to clamber in the treehouse here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. He's climbing down those stairs before the game with a brief delay. 1-0 pitch to Cottom. Big swing and a miss, 1-1. And I saw our social media guy, Jay, and I saw our assistant GM, Matthew, and they were carrying around trays of hot dogs and hamburgers and chicken, and I was like, what is going on? So it turns out that these two teams have agreed to have the staffing for each other, help each other out on these July 3rd and 4th games, as that one stays high, 2-1 now to Keaton Cottom. Thought for a second we had a transfer or something. I was like, Jay, Matthew, no, you're leaving me. But no, these July 3rd and 4th games are the most attended games of the year, so need some extra help. Why not get the interns on it? 2-1 pitch to Cottom, and that one's fouled away 2-2, so the Elizabethton staff will return the favor tomorrow night. We have the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza from Pioneer Park with first pitch at 7 o'clock. Still some tickets available for that. It's going to be a ton of fun. Gates open at 5:30. 2-2 pitch to Keaton Cottom. This one swung on and hit in the air out to right field. Barone is over nearing the fence out there, and he's out of room. That's a foul ball. And we'll do it again. 2-0, River Riders, bottom of the second inning. One out, DJ Dillahay standing on second base. Keaton Cottom in the batter's box. Cameron O'Bannon with his Longhorn shoes on the mound. He's from the stretch, points both his shoes out toward third base with that burnt orange. Sets his left foot. Small leg kick in the 2-2, swinging a miss. Cameron O'Bannon blew that fastball by Keaton Cottom. Second out here in the second inning. Second strikeout of the game for O'Bannon. And now nine-hole hitter Matty Wright will be the batter. Matty Wright, another left-handed hitter in this lineup. Three lefties and two switch hitters in the starting lineup for the River Riders. First pitch to Matty Wright, and that one is taken down and away for ball one. Matty Wright batting 246 with five runs and eight batted in. 1-0 pitch to Matty, big swing and a miss at the top of the zone. Chased a fastball that was not in that square. One pitch to right. That one's way up and away to the lefty. Two balls and a strike. Flyboys will have the bottom of their order due up when we get to the third. Two-one pitch to right. Big swing and a miss again. 2-2. Matty Wright is choked up on the bat a pretty good bit. But so far, he's been unable to catch the fastball. Chokes up even more now with a two-strike count. And awaits a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Cameron O'Bannon with strikeouts of Cottom and Wright. And that ends the second inning. River Riders get no runs on no hits. One error, one man left on base. To the third, 2-0 Elizabethton, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus, a TV host who wanted to be your neighbor, or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption: inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. From PassItOn.com.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500. Top of the third, Fly Boys looking for their first base runner in this game. Last time these two teams met, the Fly Boys were one hit by the River Riders on seven innings Sunday, and so far 0-4 on the season against a River Riders team, which of course they will see tomorrow night on July 4th, and then one more series against Elizabethton that will be here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. Five games here, three games at home. And Saborn Campbell, the center fielder, leading off here in the third inning. Four strikeouts, a ground out, and a fly out for Baker Cox so far through two. First pitch to Campbell. And that one's taken at the bottom of the zone. Campbell loaded up and started toward the plate, but never swung. And watch that pitch dance around his knees. A one pitch to Campbell. And that one's taken for ball one, check swing, and he didn't go, says field umpire Carter Silverthorne. Campbell with three runs on the season so far. Just got here for Greenville, three for his first 13. 1-1 pitch. That one's taken just a little bit low. Cottom tried to pull that one up. Cox getting squeezed here just a little bit. Two-one to Campbell. Big swing and a miss. Like a change up that time from Cox, but Campbell was way out in front of it.
Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, Cox comes set.
2-2 from Baker. Swing and a miss. Five strikeouts, three in a row for Baker Cox. Seven up, seven down. Bring up Solon Munson. Solon just graduated high school back in the spring. Batting 212 so far for Greenville. Five runs, two knocked in. Getting a second straight start. Had a walk in yesterday's Sunday game against the Whistle Pigs. He was 0 for 2. First pitch to Munson. That one's over the outside corner to the lefty. Nothing and one.
A one.
And that one's taken down and away. A ball and a strike. Some blue skies overhead along with some white puffy clouds. Some of them illuminated by the sunshine that is adding in a splash of color. 1-1 to Munson. Big swing and a miss. 1-2. These Flyboys batters early on just cannot figure out Cox's fastball. I mean, almost everybody is swinging by the time it's already in Cottom's mitt. One, two pitch to Munson. That one drops in for strike three. Munson knew it. Four strikeouts in a row for Baker Cox. Six in the game. Two down here in the top of the third. Flyboys trail 2-0 as Elizabethton picked up two first inning runs. And now nine hole hitter Tristan Ellis will try to be the first man to reach on Baker. First pitch to Tristan Ellis. He shows bunt, pulls it back, takes outside. Third baseman Jazz Love is charging in on the cut of the grass. It's dirt and grass here at Elizabethton. No turf. Of course, the field is a little bit wet from the rains earlier. 1-0 pitch to Ellis stays high, 2-0. It was a gorgeous rainbow, though, that stretched out from beyond the left field fence and went all the way about to center field. Very vibrant. So that was cool after the rain shower as the 2-0 pitch to Ellis catches the outside corner, 2-1. You can see some of the Appalachian Mountains off in the distance. Some of them closer than others, so it looks like the opacity's been turned down on the ones that are far away as Ellis takes a called strike two. American flag out in center field, moving just a bit with winds calm, down at about 3 or 4 miles an hour. 2-2 pitch to Tristan Ellis. Outside, 3-2. Back to the rosin goes Cox. Toes the rubber with his left foot. Sets with his right. He's from the stretch. 3-2 pitch. And Ellis chases that one off the outside part of the plate, but just gets a piece of it to stay alive. Cox will again back up off the mound. Doesn't go to the rosin this time. Just works the baseball around in his hand and in his glove. Lefty sets at the letters, taps his lead right foot, kicks it and fires. Outside, ball four. So that will end the perfect game here in the third inning as Tristan Ellis walks with 2 outs. Still no hits allowed by Baker, and the tying run will come to the plate. It'll be Johnny Pilla. Pilla struck out looking his first time up. He scored 14 and knocked in 9 for Greenville. It's another look at the top of the lineup. Aiden Hill has been residing in that spot recently, but gets an off day, and Pilla chops this one softly out to second. Charging it is Fenderson, and he will throw on the run to get Johnny Pilla to retire the side. First base runner allowed by Baker Cox, but nothing else. This game goes to the bottom of the third. 2-0 River Riders as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions. Bottom of the third inning, top of the order, scheduled here for the River Riders as Elizabethton leads Greenville 2-0. Cameron O'Bannon back to work. Howie Boxley here with you. 8:15 Eastern Time. Let's take our first look at scores around the Appalachian League. Bristol all over Bluefield. They lead 8-1 over a Bluefield team that is 7-1 in their last 8 games. In fact, they won 3 sudden death games last week. Did Bluefield, including one yesterday when they were on offense and scored the run to win it. Trey Fenderson led off this game with a double off the wall, and he takes a curveball strike from O'Bannon. Whistlepigs beating the River Turtles 6-3. That game's in the fourth. Otterbots beating the first place Sock Puppets 2-0. That game is in the fifth as Fenderson grounds that one softly foul. No balls and 2 strikes. Kingsport all over Johnson City. They're leading 7-1 in the fourth, trying to help everybody out in the Western Division. as the Axemen trying to go for their fourth straight win. 0-2 pitch to Fenderson. Right down the middle, strike three. Strikeout number three for Cameron O'Bannon, and one down here in the bottom of the third. Still have the text line going today. If you guys want to join in on the fun on the text line, text this number like you would any other. It's Hayden Morbat, switch hitter left against the righty again. First pitch from O'Bannon. That one stays high, 1-0. If you'd like to interact with the broadcast, just text 828-592-4436. 828-592-4436. 1-0 pitch to Moore. That one's taken outside, 2-0, as you can hear some fireworks off in the distance. It's funny, after the rain shower happened and the team was going to pull the tarp, 2-0 pitch to Moore, way outside, 3-0. We heard some fireworks. Somebody was shooting off fireworks into the Watauga River in the middle of the afternoon with the sun out, which was interesting. 3-0 pitch to Hayden Moore. That one bounces up there, ball four. Hayden Moore already manufactured one run with his legs, and they'll try to do it again here in the third inning. Hayden Moore stole first in the first inning, and then he took off toward third. Austin Jaslove grounded a ball out to first, and with Moore running, he just never stopped running, and he rounded third and he scored. He gave Jaslove the RBI. So 5-for-6 on stolen bases for Moore. He's held on by Johnny Pilla, the first baseman. And the first pitch here to Jaslove is line foul. That one will skip out toward the river. Pickoff attempt here, and first baseman slaps on the tag there. Back in safely was Hayden Moore. Another pickoff attempt, and a close play this time, but safe. A 1 pitch to Jaslove, instead another pickoff. Good pick over there by first baseman Barone. O'Bannon checks Moore again. And now we'll come to Jaslove. Runner doesn't go, and the pitch is inside to the righty. But he went around. So Austin Jaslove tried to stop his swing but could not. So it's 0-2. Brendan Jones, the man on deck, standing just below us as O'Bannon steps off the mound and fakes a throw that sends Jaslove scrambling back, or excuse me, Moore scrambling back to first. Another pickoff and another close play, but safe again is Hayden Moore. Runs at first base. 0-2 pitch to Jaslove. Runner goes. Pitch drops in for strike three, and the throw down to second is not in time. So Hayden Moore picks up his second stolen base of the game. Austin Jaslove strikes out looking. Fourth strikeout for O'Bannon, and now two men down. So Johnny Pilla was at first to start this game, but after a couple of throwing errors by Cameron O'Bannon, Pilla was replaced at first by Barone. As the batter now is Brendan Jones and takes up and away for ball one. Jones struck out swinging his first time up. 1-0 pitch, called strike, 1-1. So Johnny Pilla became the ninth man in this Greenville defense to play first base. It's been a revolving door over there, but now Barone is over. And the 1-1 pitch to Jones is a breaking pitch. It drops in for strike two. Bannon ahead, a ball and two strikes. River Riders ahead 2-0, and Jones takes strike three over the outside corner. O'Bannon strikes out the side, sandwiches a walk in between. Five strikeouts in the game for Cameron. He sends the game to the fourth. River Riders lead 2-0 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Pass it on. Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher. Now, I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So, go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Hey fans, Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at a local retailer.
Top of the fourth inning. Time for Greenville's bats to go to work on Baker Cox, who has set down 9 of the first 10 men he's faced. Only blemish on Cox's line is a walk to Tristan Ellis. It came after he retired the first 8 men in this game. Howie Boxley here with you calling Greenville Flyboys Baseball. River Riders leading 2-0 as Tyler Cerny will be the batter. Cerny struck out swinging his first time up. 6-game hitting streak for Tyler. He's played in 9 games for Greenville. He's hit in 8 of them, and he's reached base in all 9. First pitch to Tyler Cerny is taken over the inside corner for a called strike 1. Cerny in yesterday's Sunday game against Princeton was 2-for-4 with a run and an RBI. A 1 pitch from Cox, and that one misses inside, 1-1. Cox pitches exclusively from the stretch. Throws a rubber with his left foot and points both feet toward first base. Sets letter high. Big right leg kick in the 0-1. That one's fouled straight back. Sun continues to set off behind the ballpark. So we enter that dusk hour. Still some puffy white clouds illuminated by pink now as they start to get some of that sunset coloring to them. It's over behind the left field wall. 1-2 pitch to Cerny, and that one's fouled off his right foot. And it will remain 1-2. So interesting to see the different clouds now with the different coloring. Pink one's off in left. You have some dark gray and bluish ones floating overhead. And then the traditional white ones as Cerny takes up and away. 2-2. Still that inviting short porch, if you will, out in right field with the bullpens put in front of the wall. So less distance to go, less wall to clear. 2-2 pitch to Cerny, a check swing. And he didn't go, says Carter Silverthorne, who's stationed over at first base. So Cerny works a full count. Full count pitch to Cerny. High ball 4. Tyler works a leadoff walk. Second base runner of this game allowed by Baker Cox. First leadoff man, and Cerny's a threat to steal as he extends his on-base streak to 10 games. Has three swipes and four tries. And Gavin Boyle will be the batter. Boyle flew out in the first inning. He's four for his last six at the plate with two runs, four knocked in. That includes a home run. First pitch to Boyle is down and away to the lefty. He's reached in seven of his last nine plate appearances. And he's run his batting average up to around 300. Healthy lead for Cerny, held on first by Dillahay. Not going, and the pitch to Boyle is cut on and missed. Big swing by Gavin that time. Big right elbow guard for Gavin Boyle. It's his front elbow, and now a pickoff by Cox. And back in standing up is Cerny. It's an interesting move there from Baker. It was almost like he balked, but he didn't throw very hard over to first, so the move wasn't very good, and it was close to a balk. Brings it plateward now and over the outside corner, which was just expanded by Chris Fackler. That was a couple balls off, according to the TrackMan zone. And now 1-2 on Boyle. One, two to Gavin. That one skips up there. Well in front of the plate that time. Not a bad try, though, from Baker with a 1-2 count. Took a lot off of it. Now his fastball is going to look even faster to Gavin Boyle with the 2-2 count. Pula takes his lead. His front leg is out to the cut. Pretty healthy. Not going. 2-2 pitch to Boyle. It swung on and cranked out to right field. That one's headed for the short porch. And that one is going to be caught. Great catch over there by Skylar King to retire Gavin Boyle. Thought that ball was going out for sure, but Skylar King tracked it down out in the gap. Was fooled a little bit on the hit there by Gavin. Views obstructed a little bit. I thought he turned on it more than he did. He was actually sent out to right center, and Skylar King made a great catch. So switch hitter Wallace Clark now with one on and one out, and Clark takes a called strike one.
I would like to nominate that one for the Sports Center Top 10, personally, unbiasedly. Great play, Skylar King.
Clark grounded out to third his first time up. And now Cerny's picked off. He's headed for second. It's going to be a close play. The throw down in time. As that will go 1-3-4. Trey Fenderson received that, so that's going to go as a pickoff and officially a caught stealing of Tyler Cerny. As he broke towards second, he almost made it. But a good play by Dillahay to fire down to second base and clear the bases. Nobody on, two outs, 2-0 River Riders, top of the fourth, and an 0-1 pitch to Clark, which is sent out of play off to the right. American flag fluttering out in center field on July 3rd. Oh, 2 pitch to Clark. Swing and a miss. Clark went down to a knee and chased that pitch down and out of the zone. 7 strikeouts for Baker Cox, who's worked 4 no-hit innings. The River Riders lead 2-0 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
In Alabama, the recycling industry employs nearly 11,000 men and women. Recycling just 10% more would create an additional 1,400 jobs and $66 million in personal income. To learn about recycling opportunities in your area, contact the Alabama Environmental Council. Recycling works in Alabama. Brought to you by the Alabama Environmental Council, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
A home run when you find your fit at East Tennessee State University. Our Buccaneer family makes it easy for you to connect with others and get involved. You can take part in on-campus activities like concerts and game nights, and you'll have access to university resources that allow you to knock your academic goals out of the park. Learn more when you visit etsu.edu. Bottom of the fourth inning, Skyler King robs Gavin Boyle and the Flyboys in the top of the fourth and preserves the no-hitter for Baker Cox. 2-0 River Riders as Skyler King will lead off, of course, here in the bottom of the fourth. Isn't it funny how that works? He tracked one down into the right center field gap and reached out, made the catch, slammed into the wall out there as King is fooled on a off-speed pitch from O'Bannon and is behind nothing and one. It's talking to my buddies in the booth during the commercial break there. A one pitch to King. So that one misses downstairs. And just have to be honest with you guys, I was totally fooled off the bat. I thought Boyle had yanked it and it was headed out toward right. 1-1 pitch to King. And that one was attempted to be framed by Munson, but he dropped the ball, so he's not going to get the strike call. And it's now 2-1. And talking to broadcaster for the River Riders, Andrew, along with our data coordinator, Andy, who's right beside me, they kind of agreed that they also thought it was going more toward right field. 2-1 pitch is upstairs to King, and now 3-1. With the booth situated up the first baseline, you get a little bit of a tougher vantage point on ball sent out to right and right center. 3-1 pitch to King. This one is sent out to right field. Straight up right field, Johnny Pilla, who's moved from first to right, puts it away for out number one. So Skyler King caught that ball in right center and slammed into the wall out there, which is about 20 feet high. If Boyle does pull that ball to right field, he's got the short wall out there with a bullpen in front of the green paneling and just a 4 feet wall to clear and, I don't know, anywhere from 310 to 340 feet from right to right center as Dylan Knowles bats and takes a strike. So Johnny Pilla in right field, he did start this game at first and became the ninth Flyboy player to play at first base, which is incredible. 0-1 pitch to Knowles, big swing and a miss. Another breaking pitch from O'Bannon that Dylan was fooled on, chased it down and out of the zone, and now no balls and two strikes. O-2 to Knowles. Got him. Another pitch down and away. Dylan swings and misses. Strikeout number 6 for O'Bannon. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth. O'Bannon has righted the ship here in the last few innings. After allowing 2 first-inning runs and a couple of hits, he's only allowed 2 walks since, and he's now up to 6 strikeouts. DJ Dillahay, the batter now. Righty takes one over the inside corner. Fackler's zone has expanded a bit over the outside to lefties and over the inside to righties. 0-1 to Dillahay. That one's a bit too far inside, and it's 1-1. One 1-1 to Dillahay. That one's fouled straight back. He's quickly down to his final strike as O'Bannon looks for his first 1-2-3 inning of this game. From the windup, Bill places right burnt orange shoe on the rubber. His left is off. He points his feet generally toward the third base dugout and brings a 1-2, and that one is outside, 2-2. Two-two pitch, and that one's fouled away.
Lighter, if you want to put it that way. Color. White layering and
check swing. Dillahaye went around, throw down to second in time. And that will retire the side. So it is a 1-2-3 inning and seven strikeouts for Cameron O'Bannon. He sends this game to the fifth, 2-0 River Riders, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. This boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. The General Morgan Inn is the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Plan your visit now by calling 423-787-1000. Top of the fifth. So far, the River Riders are leading this pitching duel 2-0 between Baker Cox and Cameron O'Bannon. Both men have struck out seven, but Cox so far has thrown a shutout and he hasn't allowed a hit. As Nick Barone, the right fielder, will lead off. Mentioned it the first time he came up. This is Barone's first start since the 21st of June as he's been battling a thumb injury. And mentioned that his timing might be a little bit off, and it certainly was in the first at-bat. Struck out swinging. But he has 15 runs and 16 knocked in for a reason in the App League, and don't expect his timing to be off for long. First pitch from Cox to Barone, and a big swing and a miss. Quite frankly, everybody's timing has been off against Baker Cox, so I don't know how much you can look into it. A 1-2 Barone, another swing and a miss as he lunges down and out of the zone to chase that one.
Oakland's Gene Nelson stole baseball, pitch run for Don Baylor, a 9-8-16 inning win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Nelson became the first American League pitcher to steal a base since Blue Moon Odom.
0-2 pitch to Barone, and that one bounces up there. Bit of a non-competitive pitch that time from Cox. Just realized that I miscounted on the O'Bannon strikeouts. O'Bannon actually has 8 Ks in this game. Cox has 7. So 8 through 4 for O'Bannon, 7 through 4 for Cox. 1-2 pitch from Baker. That one stays high to Barone. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two, two to Barone. One's upstairs, 3-2. So another statistic that I left us one short on was the first baseman. Johnny Pella actually became the 10th man to start at first base for Greenville. There's too many to count. Talking to data man Andy during the break, and he was letting me know that it was actually 10 and not 9. And so 5 players that are starting in this game have played at least an inning or two at first base. 3-2 pitch to Barone. Strike 3, inside corner. 8 strikeouts for Baker Cox. One down here in the fifth. Solid crowd at Elizabethton. Cheering on their River Riders. Clapping on Baker Cox, who just picked up strikeout number 8. Some fans situated in the pub table area down the right field line. Some Lights down the left field line as the pitch to Austin Bodie is grounded out to Cook, and he makes a kick save and a beauty down there. Great job by Dennis to deflect that one. His team will now go the other way with the puck. A 1 pitch to Bodie. Big swing and a miss. Fastball right on by from Baker. So they have the lights down the left field seating area. Have some cornhole going on. I'm sure they're having fun down the right field side as well. I can't see down there, though, as Bodie swings and misses at the top of the zone. 9 strikeouts for Baker Cox. 2 down here in the fifth. Baker had back-to-back strikeouts to start the game. He struck out 4 men in a row in the second and third innings. Now he struck out 3 in a row from the fourth into the fifth. Saborn Campbell, one of those 9 victims, stands in now. Left on right, Cox to Campbell. Fastball right there, but called ball 1. One oh pitch, and that one is sprayed foul. It's now 1-1. Last time the Flyboys were in Elizabethton, a similar scene unfolded in game 3 of the season. 1-1 to Campbell, and that one's fouled away. Make it in game 2 of the season. Flyboys were struck out a season high 20 times by the River Riders pitching staff. Peyton Jula started that game, had 6 strikeouts. 1-2 to Campbell. This one's put in play out to third. Backing up on that is Jazz Love, and he makes a nice play and a good throw to retire Saborn Campbell. 5 hitless innings produced by Baker Cox. He has 9 strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the fifth, 2-0 River Riders.
Together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out, roll it
cause
out.
We know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cut it down. We know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
We eat healthy stuff.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Let the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center entertain you. Impact provides a variety of entertainment options from classic rock and country to bluegrass and captivating educational shows. Impact has something for everyone. The 2023-24 season is coming soon and tickets go on sale July 6th at 10 a.m. so you don't want to be left out. Visit Impact's website at npacgreenville.com or stop by the box office Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Impact is located on Tusculum Boulevard adjacent to Greenville High School.
Bottom of the fifth inning, River Riders lead the Flyboys 2-0 as Cameron O'Bannon has been taken out of this game. Just a couple first inning runs, all that was given up by O'Bannon. He went 5 innings, allowed 2 hits, those 2 runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts for Cameron O'Bannon, who didn't allow a hit since inning number 1, and he will give way to left-hander Colby Lepofsky. Lepofsky takes over in this game for O'Bannon in the bottom of the fifth. Colby Lepofsky, a 4.05 ERA over 4 appearances. 13 and a third innings pitched, 11 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned. 9 walks, 17 strikeouts for Colby. The left-handed hurler who is committed to play at Bethune-Cookman. Colby Lepofsky. So So he was at Florida State College in Jacksonville, but will be playing at Bethune-Cookman in the fall. Popovsky, 6'2", 200. One of the two lefties on the staff for Greenville now is Keaton Cottom is the first man to see him and takes upstairs for ball one. Five hitless innings produced so far by Baker Cox, who struck out nine men. 1-0 pitch to Cottom. Strike one. One, one to Cottom. Big swing and a miss. 1-2. We have a message from our friend in Dunedin, Florida, who says he's live tonight from the third base line and tells me to tell everybody else in Dunedin hello. Strike three here delivered by Cameron O'Bannon. So O'Bannon ended his outing with two straight strikeouts. Lepofsky starts his with a strikeout. Three straight River Riders have been retired via K. And now one down here in the fifth for Matty Wright. Lepofsky works very quickly from the windup. Right leg kick in the pitch, and that one is down and away for ball one. If you want to interact with us on the broadcast text line, you can at 828-592-4436 as Matty Wright takes a called strike over the outside corner. It's now 0-2. O-2 pitch to Matty Wright. That pitch misses down and away to the lefty. Hofsky works lightning quick and delivers. That one's outside. Lepofsky throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a curveball. I was talking to our data coordinator when Lepofsky was coming in. He said he throws about his changeup 70% of the time as Matty Wright fouls this one away. So my goodness, 70% changeup for Lepofsky. He's pitching backwards. Full count here on Matty Wright. The pitch. Down and away, ball four. So Matty Wright earns a walk. First base runner allowed by Colby. That is the fourth walk in the game issued by Greenville. Wright has one stolen base, and he flips the lineup over for Trey Fenderson, who had a ringing double off the left center field wall in the first inning. Struck out looking in the third. Nick Barone will hold Wright on at first. Popovsky sets, stares right at Wright, and now throws at him. No tag applied by Barone as Wright is back in with the dive. First pitch here to Fenderson, and that one's fouled back off the netting right in front of us and bounces down below. Just an open-air booth here, made out of wood. It's like a treehouse up here in Elizabethton. 0-1 to Fenderson. That one's fouled back in the same spot. Right off the netting, right above my head. And down below again, 0-2. Clouds are still doing some cool things. Looks like a crocodile off to the left. Some blue and pink light behind him. 0-2 pitch to Fenderson, and that one is sent foul. That one is not off the netting in front of me. That one was hit further away down the line, off to the right, as you hear some more fireworks crack off in the distance on July 3rd. I have a big fireworks show after the game planned for tonight, and of course tomorrow night in Greenville. 0-2 pitch to Fenderson, and instead another throw over to first. And Matty Wright back in, standing up this time. 2-0 River Riders, bottom of the fifth. One out, runner on first, and an 0-2 pitch to Fenderson. Inside this time, Munson grabs that one with a forehand. One, two to Trey. That one's taken high. 2-2.
Two and two now. For Trey, he was
Craig Fenderson, originally from Spanish Fort, Alabama. Plays at Presbyterian and takes outside. It's now a full count. Played in 53 games at Presbyterian. He's a top 500 player coming out of high school, according to Perfect Game. Runner goes from first. The pitch is grounded softly out to third. Tough play over there and a long throw for Clark. Nice play by Wallace to retire Fenderson for out number two. It was a slow roller up the first baseline. Clark charged it and gloved it with a forehand and threw across kind of off balance but on the money. For out number two, Maddie Wright advances to second base on that ground out. And now two down for Hayden Moores. Reached base twice in this game. Only player yet to be retired as he has a single and a walk. First pitch to Moore. It's slapped into center field, and Saborn Campbell will streak in and make the catch to retire the side. Hayden Moore out on a line to end the fifth inning. We're through five complete with the River Riders leading the Flyboys 2-0 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth inning, and it looks like the Flyboys need to score some runs quick as they trail 2-0. Getting spit on here the last few minutes at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. Take a quick look at the radar, and it looks like a carbon copy of what happened at about 6 o'clock Eastern time that delayed this game for 30 minutes. A thunderstorm with some heavy rain moving in from the west, which is coming from behind the ballpark. And it appears that it might pour rain here in the next few minutes from Elizabethton. This field has already taken on some water, even though it was tarped. And if we get another heavy storm, this game might end early. We're already through five. River Riders lead 2-0, so if you're Greenville, you just got to try to score quick. As Solon Munson bats. Baker Cox still pitching, and Munson swings and misses. We'll see how this goes. Have a little bit of protection here in the booth as well. Got to be careful with the electronics out here if it starts to pour down rain. 0-1 pitch to Solon, and this one is cracked out to deep left field. Hayden Moore retreats, still going, and he twists and makes the catch on the warning track. Munson gave that one a ride the other way, but he's retired on a line for the first out here in the sixth. Baker Cox threw 5 1/3 no-hit innings. Only two base runners, both reached via walk. Tristan Ellis, the batter, he had the first walk in this game for Greenville. First pitch to Tristan, left on left, and that pitch, this is downstairs. Gets all the way to the backstop. I mean, that's just shocking. The radar, there's like one storm in Northeast Tennessee, and it's heading right for the ballpark. 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss, 1-1. It's the same way earlier in the day with one storm heading toward the ballpark. Ballpark is on the northwest side of Elizabethton with that pop-up storm heading toward Watauga and ultimately the ballpark in Elizabethton. 1-1 pitch to Tristan Ellis. Outside corner, strike two. We have maybe 10 minutes before it starts to rain heavily here. Probably not even that long. 1-2 pitch to Ellis. This one is popped up and sent out of play over the Flyboys dugout. River Riders scored 2 first inning runs, RBI hits from Hayden Moore, and an RBI ground out from Austin Jazlove. No team has scored a run since then. One-two pitch to Ellis, and this one is grounded softly out to short. Charging in is Knowles. He gloves it and throws across to beat Ellis by a couple steps. 6-3 ground out, 2 down here in the sixth. You get the feeling, too, that if it does rain hard here, that is going to end the game because there's probably going to be no time to tarp the field. And there's already a big puddle out in the field of play on the warning track in left field that runs up the left field line about halfway between the infield and the wall. Johnny Pilla, the leadoff hitter in this game for Greenville, takes a called strike. Pilla is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. A 1 to Johnny, and that one's fouled away, 0-2. Baker Cox, a strike away from working 6 hitless innings. Oh, 2. Got him. Struck him out. 10 strikeouts for Baker Cox and 6 hitless innings. We'll see how much longer this game is played as the rain rolls in. River Riders lead 2-0.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Wait till you see the bike we got for Jake. It is the coolest thing.
Hearing loss happens gradually with age, making it easy to ignore. Yet most older Americans aren't getting their hearing tested.
Dad, can you hear me?
Untreated hearing loss can keep your loved ones from enjoying what they cherish most. Don't let that happen. Speak up about hearing loss. You'll be glad you did. Brought to you by the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Flyboys don't have a hit yet. The River Riders lead 2-0 as the rains threaten again. Here from Elizabethton, Tennessee, Colby Lepofsky back to work. Sky hasn't fell in just yet at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Howie Boxley here with you. Austin Jazlove with one of the 2 RBIs in this game, and he rips one down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. Jazlove will head for second. Digging that out of the corner is Austin Bodie. And Austin Jazlove has a leadoff stand-up double. First hit in this game for anybody since the first inning. Now Brendan Jones was struck out twice by Cameron O'Bannon, who had 8 strikeouts. Runner on second. First pitch to Brendan Jones, and that one's way high over the glove of Munson. Scrambling to third on that is Jazlove. So a wild pitch by Lepofsky following the double. And the River Riders have a potential insurance run down at third. Infield's going to come in. Greenville doesn't want to give up anymore as their offense has been anemic so far in this game. 1-0 pitch to Jones. Outside corner, strike one. 1-1. And that one is fouled away. Back to the netting. Jones down to his final strike. One-two pitch to Jones. That one stays high. 2-2. Have maybe 5 to 10 more minutes until it's likely to pour pretty hard here. 2-2 pitch to Jones, and that one's fouled away. Two-two pitch to Jones. Got him. Big strikeout. There was the changeup from Leposky. Second strikeout in this game for Colby. And a big out number one here in the sixth. Skylar King, the batter now. He has potentially the biggest play of the game, at least on defense, when he slammed into the wall to rob Gavin Boyle. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a flyout and takes way high 1-0. Infield still in on the grass for Greenville with a runner on third and one out. 2-0 River Riders. 1-0 pitch to King. Big swing and a miss. Chased a fastball up and out of the zone. Colby can throw that fastball like that and then make his change up as good as it was to Jones. He'll be effective. 1-1. Change up, and this one's flared into shallow right field. Johnny Pilla is going to catch it. Tagging from third is Austin Jaslov. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's going to be late. Jaslov slides in. Sacrifice fly for Skylar King. 3-0 River Riders. Give credit to King, who just picked up his sixth RBI of the summer. Austin Jaslov scores for the second time. And now Dylan Knowles will bat with the bases empty and two men out. Let's take a quick look around the Appalachian League. 7-1 Kingsport, that game's in the sixth. 3-1 Otterbots over Burlington. That game's in the eighth, and the first pitch to Knowles is taken low for ball one. 8-1 Kingsport now over Johnson City. 9-3 Whistlepigs over Pulaski, 8-1 State Liners over Bluefield. 1-0-2 Knowles, and that one is fouled away. Knowles' elbow guard fell off on that one, so he'll wrap that back around his left elbow. On 1-2 Knowles, that one's taken up and in. Two balls and a strike. Here's 2-1 pitch to Dylan. That one skips up there. Three balls and a strike. A walk and a strikeout for Dylan. There has been 20 strikeouts combined in this game, 10 for both sides. 10 for Baker Cox, who's thrown 6 no-hit innings, 8 for O'Bannon, and 2 for Leposky, who just walked Dylan Knowles on 5 pitches. 2-out base runner here in the 6th. DJ Dillahay will bat next. He's grounded into a fielder's choice, and he struck out swinging. Knowles on first, held on by Barone. Leposky stares right at him. The lefty kicks his right leg and brings it to Dillahay. And that one's a called strike one. A one pitch to Dillahay, and that one bounces inside, 1-1. One to DJ. That one's high. Two balls and a strike. Nobody warming up for Elizabethton. Baker Cox is likely to continue. Two one to Dillahay. Runner goes. Pitches high. Throw down to second is into center field. Stolen base for Dylan Knowles, and no further advance. That was a nice one-hop throw to Saborn Campbell, the center fielder, but not a good throw if you're trying to knock down a would-be base stealer, which Dylan Knowles was. So second stolen base of the season for Dylan, and he's in scoring position for Dillahay, who has a 3-1 count. For those of you wondering about the pitch count for Cox, 83. 55 of them strikes. 3-1 is fouled away off the netting above my head. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's a rumble of thunder off in the distance. Payoff pitch to DJ Dillahay, and this one's fouled away again. That one's over the netting, over the press box, and out of play. Just heard GM Kiva Fuller behind me say we're about to go into a lightning delay, so we'll see if they can rip the tarp on quickly. So it looks like this game will enter a delay. Once we get through the sixth, there's a pitch to Dillahay is line and caught. Out at second base by Tristan Ellis. L4 will end the inning, but the River Riders tack on an insurance run, and this game is likely to go into a delay soon, and it might go into a delay indefinitely. We'll see what happens as you're listening to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are in the top of the seventh inning, and this game has officially entered a lightning delay from Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark at 9:08 Eastern Time. It was delayed by 31 minutes to start, and with thunder and lightning off in the distance, it is about to unload here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. The players are scrambling to get the tarp on. They need to do that as fast as possible, as we could be in for a long night here from Elizabethton. We are scheduled to have fireworks after this game. We will have a fireworks show tomorrow night from Pioneer Park. Still have tickets available for that game. And right now we are in a lightning delay as we're about to get poured on again from Elizabethton. Players are scrambling to get the tarp on. It's 3-0 River Riders. Game is in the top of the seventh. Baker Cox has thrown 6 no-hit innings. He struck out 10 men. So we are in a lightning delay. So what we're going to do is turn off the audio of my headset. And we're going to leave the broadcast going. And I'm going to try to make sure that the equipment doesn't get soaked here. So we are in a lightning delay. River Riders 3, Flyboys nothing. They don't have a hit. We'll see where it goes. If you want to stay up to date, follow along on social media. Flyboys' Twitter account would be a good place to look. Flyboys' Facebook would be a good place to look, as this game is certainly in danger of being concluded altogether. Of course, it would be a River Riders win, as we have completed the requisite five innings. So for now, I've been Howie Boxley calling Greenville Flyboys baseball. We are in a lightning delay from Elizabethton, Tennessee. Hey, Greenville Flyboys fans, this game has been called due to rain. Too much rain has fell here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark, and that means that the River Riders win over the Greenville Flyboys. Final score 3-0 from Elizabethton, Tennessee. The Flyboys just got no hit in six innings in a game that was rain short. No runs, no hits, two errors for Greenville, three runs, three hits, no errors for the Elizabethton River Riders. These two teams will meet again tomorrow. We will hope for better weather, and we will hope for a packed out crowd at Pioneer Park. Again, your final score, River Riders 3, Flyboys none. Join me tomorrow from Pioneer Park on the video side of things at 6:45 Eastern, or join us in person for the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza from Pioneer Park. Until tomorrow, I've been Howie Boxley calling Greenville Flyboys baseball, and as always, stay fly.